women's shiur, chayvus halavos. Shara bitachon. We're not going to learn anything new for 4 minutes, so we don't have to feel the people coming will be missing out. I just want to take the warm-up pitches now, so we could start at 12:15. We could start learning. So we're learning chayvus halavos, shara bitachon, and we'll start from the beginning of perek. Beginning of Perek Hey, Chazalovus is going to describe the persona of a Baal Bitachon and the persona of not a Baal Bitachon. What do we care? Well, first of all, it's a good way of checking yourself. You say, I don't know about Bitachon or not. Sometimes people say that to me. They don't know. Because there's no rules. It's not like Hafreshos Chala. So this much you take and you don't make a bracha. And this much you take and you make a bracha. And if you're nervous about this, then you're not a Baal Bitachon. But if you're nervous about that, then you are a Baal Bitachon. You're just not a very big Baal Bitachon. There's no rules. So if you want to know in general, maybe you want to know who to be friends with. You want to know who to hang around with. You want to know. So who's a Baal Bitachon? What's the difference? And also the way the Chavis that's one angle of what the Chavis HaLavos is coming to do in Perek Hamishi. Another angle is that the way the Chavis HaLavos described Bitachon, you're not talking about a fellow that shuts down and says, Hashem's going to take care of me. You're talking about a normal person with normal parnasa and normal life. Except he has bitachon. So where does the difference manifest itself? Since they're living, he's living with the same life. So that's what he's going to do. Thank you. That's what he's going to do here in Perek Hey. Avala hefre shebein abotech al ha'elokim losa. The difference, where does the difference manifest itself between someone who has bitachon? Again, a little test, you know, in your heart. Bitachon is a midah. It's in your heart. You have bitachon or you don't have bitachon. You don't have it, you have to study Chavis HaLavos, Shara Bitachon, to acquire it. Be'inyan Hesasko B'sibus HaTeref. He likes talking about earning Parnasa. Well, that's the quintessential involvement of Olam Hazeh. That's your quintessential involvement where you think Kochi Ba'otzim Yodi and not Hashem. There could be other things, of course, also, but as I said, you know, throughout the Sefer, really, the search for Parnasa, the need for money, is the main like focus of Olam Hazeh. That's why a person is involved in Olam Hazeh, and that is the link to Olam Hazeh, because there's always this drive to have. So that's why he also, when he's talking about the difference between a botech and a non-botech, b'inyan hisasko b'sibos ha-teref, and his involvement in sibos of mizonos of teref of parnasa. Omar, ki abateach malukim, mi bodol mizuas abateach olav, v'shivanyan, 7 months. Echadayan. Now the first two are very similar. Almost to the degree that you might wonder what is the difference between the first two. They're very, very similar. They both deal with lives that are not smooth. They both deal with things happening to a person that are not the person's expectations. We all want to have only pleasure in our lives. We all want to have only good things. Things that I see are good. So they both deal with that. But they both describe, again, this is not the definition of bitachon. The definition of bitachon is not to say, kol ma yedoved kadosh baruch hu l'tavo. That's not defining bitachon. But a Baal Bitachon of necessity, going back to the seven things in Perek Beis and the five Hakadomas in Perek Shlishi, that person will, to be a Baal Bitachon, you have to incorporate within yourself. Among other things, you have to incorporate the idea that you're comfortable with Hashem. You're not resentful of Hashem. You're good with what He does. As I said, the first two are the same, except but if you look carefully, or if you listen carefully, number one is just really more focused on Hashem. The Baal Bitachon is not angry at Hashem. He doesn't talk about that it's l'tov in number one. That it's really ultimately for the good, and Hashem only does things that are for the good. He doesn't talk about that. Number one, he just says, the Baal Bitachon is at peace with Hashem. The world belongs to Hashem. Everything in it belongs to Hashem. Hashem is running the world. Hashem has a game plan for whatever He does, as I said on Shabbos. So He did what He did. We don't always understand it. But I'm at peace with Hashem. That's what number one is. The second one already talks about... See, the first one's stress is that I'm at peace with Hashem. And you could reach that without necessarily, you could reach that without necessarily getting into why it's l'tav. Number one is, it belongs to Hashem. Hashem nosan v'Hashem loka. Yishen Hashem v'borach. Someone gives me a pikadon for 10 years, and then he comes to take it back. So I don't have to think, oh, it's really l'tova. No, it is. He's taking it back. I never was supposed to have it for more than 10 years. So that's number one, is like I'm at peace with Hashem. And number two is that I actually, it's deeper. It's that I understand, or I believe, I talked about that on Shabbos, I understand, or I believe that it's l'tova. It's really not a roi after all. The larger picture, it's a tova. So that's really, it's slightly different responses. In Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh that we do on Sundays, when we get to number 27 and 28, I believe, you have the same two approaches to, we call it to tragedy. Same two approaches to things not going the way I would like. One is, Hashem took back His pikadon. Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach. This is how long He was supposed to have it for. This is how long He was supposed to live. And your health is in the hand. Hashem created your health. You have no right to be healthy. There's no prior... everything comes into existence after Hashem. Nothing exists before Hashem. What? Of course, I won't answer you. No. Because that means I'm not entitled to be healthy. I'm not healthy, and Hashem can make me sick. I'm not entitled to be healthy. I'm not entitled to anything. I am what Hashem decides I should be. That's my whole existence, is what Hashem wants, what Hashem wants me to be. So I'm not actually, I'd be angry. It's like the person that comes to take back the pikadon. So I'm not going to give him an argument. It's his. He can take it back whenever he wants to. Number two is already the fuller feeling of, I've thought about this and I see how much tov is involved. Mishas Maisa, it's maybe painful and bitter and I'm angry, maybe. But then you sit and you reflect. Then it comes out all these things that say, oh, this is good. This turned out to be the best. I'm so happy. Right, I had to move after I lived somewhere for 10 years when I first came to Israel. I lived on 43 Sorotsky. Then, because of the dollar falling and the landlord, and so I felt I had to move. I loved it on Sorotsky, it was so wonderful. And that was Makabal, that's when I first moved to Israel. And to live in an apartment for 10 years is like an ace in and of itself. The landlord's not kicking you out. And it was great, it was fantastic, and turned out I was zocher to see the toll like 2 months later. I'm nearer to the bus because I'm not to Chemish. It's a much quieter neighborhood. It's like a quaint, quiet neighborhood where I am now. There's no hustle and bustle. When I moved here with small children, or relatively small children, Sorotskin was great. They could sit on that mirpesach overlooking 43 Sorotskin and just be entertained free for the rest of their lives. Then everybody grew up and everybody's older and you want some shekit. You want it quiet. So much noise around here. So we live now in a beautiful Hashem. And then it's right near the 417 bus stop. And I used to have to take a bus to go to the bus. You have to come home, take a bus from the bus to go home. My wife really thought I should walk. She's always full of fantasies. But now the bus stop is 3-4 minutes from my house, and I know when the bus is coming. I don't have to speculate because it's right near the first stop. So I say, thank you. Wow, Hashem was. I'm so happy. I see the Tova in the way we're supposed to move. We didn't want to launch against our will. And we were angry or upset, and why are we doing this? And I think, oh, this. 2 months later, I said, well, this is great. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. It turned out like it was so great. And it still is. A small little neighborhood, like 4x4 blocks. And has a butcher store, and a fish store, and a vegetable store, and 3 shuls, and so that's the second thing, that the Boteach B'Elokim is calm, not just not resentful of Hashem, because again they're similar ideas, but they're really different, and then each one needs to be worked on as an avoda. Number one, we'll call the first one is Hashem Nosan V'Hashem Lokach. The Baal B'Tochon has a keen sense that the whole world exists after Hashem, not before Hashem. Meaning, you're not entitled to anything. So if Hashem makes someone blind, says, well, who says you're entitled to see? So you saw for 57 years, you were able to see colors and peripheral vision. And now, Hashem knows that Hashem lost. It's not logical to be resentful or angry. You're not entitled. That's the first one. Kevoteach B'Elokim rotza b'dina b'chol inyonav. He accepts it. Umodalo ala tov v'ala ra. And he accepts it from Hashem. Kamo shomah Hashem nosam Hashem lokach yihi shem Hashem v'borach. Kamo shekosov chesed v'mishpat ashira v'omer rabbeinu zichronom v'bracha im chesed ashira v'im mishpat ashira. The Yomru Chayivada Mavarech al Ra Kishem Shemavarech al HaTova, so that the Boteach is able to do all of this, because in working out his Rahav Bitachon, you had to go through this keen sense of that Hashem determines everything. And Hashem determines everything that happens to you, and Hashem determines where you're going to be born, Hashem determines where you're going to go to school, and Hashem determines where your friends are going to be. Right? Everything is Hashem's determining it. So the Baal B'Tochon has a keen sense of that, so he's able to do that that we speak of in number one. Basher Nenu Boteach B'Elokim Nisalel El HaTova. He takes the credit. Anything good happening in his life, he makes the credit. Kamo Shenema Kihilel Rosh Al Tavas Nafsho Boteach Beirech Nietz Hashem Umiskatze B'Elokim Al Rosh. He takes the credit for the good and he gets angry for the bad. The bad is never his fault. It's Hashem's fault. The good, I'm great. Look what I managed to do. You know, he talks like that even subconsciously. He doesn't make a point, but that's the mindset of a Nagbal B'Tochon. Kamo Shenemar Roya Kiera V'Eskatzei V'Kila V'Malko V'Elokov U'Pono L'Mala. That's the reaction sometimes of what they're looking for. They don't get what they want. Vahasheni, Kiyabateach B'Elokim Nafsho B'Menucha V'Libo Sholeh Mitzad HaGzeros. He's actually very calm inside. L'daitek he have borei and he gain l'tovaso ba'olom ba'chiyuso, because he's convinced that it is l'tova. It will turn out l'tova. It will be a kapora. It will bring him closer to Hashem. It will help him fix him. Certain midos. Kamo shalom davar olav shalom afli lo kim do mi nafshi ki mi menu tikvasi. He's always worried. Walks around worried. What's going to be? What's going to be? The Abel, the Etzed. And good things can happen. Then he goes through his whole life. And he has one piece of anger. We've all met people like that. They're whatever it is that week, you know, they're full of anger. So sometimes, you know, you say, you know, I get a little depressed. There's a lot to be depressed about. But that's not true. A Jew should not be depressed. So in number two, you're realizing in this Latova. If you can't figure it out, so you have the fallback position of Kaparas Averis. And you would much rather have your Averis be the scapper with a few lines learning Chavis Alvobos on a Wednesday afternoon than have to suffer, you know, in the spiritual places. Even if good things are happening to him, he's not happy because he got used to a certain way. She fussled a whole girl, so one hair was the lichnos. Uva raw nation who cuts for the kinegata abbas of the tibo midosa. At a certain point, there's no more thrill. Machinom rachacham kolime oni ram the tovle mishte tovet. So the not baal bitachon is angry, for all the things that keep happening. And in his palace, you tell him, okay, you can daven, and he's like, So that's number one and number two. Number three is that he doesn't rely on Kochivo community. He doesn't rely on all the things that allow him to earn a parnasah. Ashlishi kibateach belukim b'misasek b'sibos lo yismok b'libo aleihem. He's going through the motions. But inside, he is relying on Hashem to get him the money. He's not relying on his expertise. He's not relying on the supervisor. He's not relying on the person that cuts the check. He's relying on Hashem. Lo yismoch belibo aleihen. Even as he's being the sasek and sibos, we talked about this at length earlier in the parak. How did that? Why is that so? And you're not anticipating or awaiting a toeles from those sibos, you're just going through the motions. That's the primary I was speaking yesterday to someone with a kid in the army. So they came to me, I was giving them out shots. I said to them, listen, the primary, why do we scream out Shema Yisrael today? Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, I don't know, we've never experienced it, but it's in the storybooks, right? That's what you yell out. So why? What is that? It's not a tefillah, you're not screaming out. Please save me. That's not what it's all about. So what is Kimish myself for? That's the primary value of a Jew is that everything is from Hashem. Nothing happens unless Hashem wants it to happen. It's a very simple sentence. Of course, what do you take me for? Not because. But you have to keep saying it over in your mind again and again till you either believe it or till you know it and that it's true. Nothing happens unless it's the will of Hashem. No one can hurt me. No one can do anything to me unless it's Hashem's will. The reason I do shtaglus, for the reasons he knew. But that's the Shema Yisrael. That's what you make the declaration Hashem Echad. Everything is Hashem, right? Everything is based on Hashem. Everything is Hashem. And everything is Hashem's will. Everything is Hashem. So, v'lo yikach mahem toelas v'lo nezek bilti ritzon hakel. You know, right? So it has no independent ability to give me whatever I want from it. So I'm always dependent on Hashem. The Jew is dependent on Hashem. That's where you're grateful and dependent. You can't. No automatic freebies. If you have to always work. You can't say, I tried 100 times already, I thought about this. Lo yismach believer alehen v'lo yikava mehen to'eles v'lo nezek bilti ritzon hakel. That's really a very, very important, powerful sentence. You don't anticipate, you can't expect any to'eles. No matter what anyone does to you, no to'eles will accrue to you unless it's Hashem's will. No matter what anybody else does to you, no matter what, then it won't happen unless it's the Ratzon Hashem. It won't happen unless it's matim with the Ratzon Hakel. So that's very comforting. There is no stamazai in the world. That's why it's Hashem Echad. It's such a primary belief. We don't think of the depth of Hashem Echad because people don't learn Shari Yichud. But it's not so big Shari Yichud. It's not the monster everybody makes it out to be. It's only one chapter there that philosophizes about Hashem. One chapter. Otherwise, he's talking about things like Achduso, Yichud Hashem. And he says it's a very primary thing. It's the basis of our belief. You have to know what you believe. Believe that Hashem is one. It's much deeper than that. It's that everything that happens is His will. It's also part of Hashem Echad. He is everywhere. And He is in every event that occurs. So everything is a manifestation of His will. Ach nesasek b'han livchor, so why is he picking? Livchor b'mavodos habore. The Baal Bitachon involves himself with Tishtadlus because that's the Avodas Hashem. Hashem wants him to do that. You learn that. Livchor b'mavodos habore, asher tzivu l'sasek v'olam l'yashvu l'zaynos. It's part of our charge to take care of the world. Vim tagieu to elas o yitcha bohen hanezek. Right, so the first thing is, he's working on his parnasa, but he's not relying on it. He's not looking to any sort of agenda. And he knows nothing's going to happen to him unless Hashem wants it. He's very focused and it's not like, oh, okay, Hashem, I don't need you anymore. I figured something out. I got a good doctor, Hashem. You're done with Hashem, and he sends you a good doctor. You say, okay, Hashem, I got it. You can back off now. So, that's what he's saying. You don't do that. Well, Yosef and Ava b'chiba yaseira, you don't fall in love with your hishtablus. Your hishtablus is what's necessary. Hashem goes there is allowed and is necessary. You know, not something to be especially proud of. That's because of other sishita. Others hold that there actually is something to be proud of when we imbue the physical world with ruchnius. Well, sonuach nafsho alein Yosef, achyetzak bitchono belukim. The Yismoch Libo all of me Baladeh HaSibos. Who's giving me is that the Sibos don't exist anymore. When the Sibos don't exist, right? When he has that hergish, when he feels I'm relying on Hashem and Hashem is providing, so the intermediate it falls away. And you see Hashem helping you, you feel Hashem helping you. Vimlo yoilu hasibos, it's a gate nisht. So what's happening if it's not working? So he's saying, don't be so quick to hang up your spikes. You know, don't be so quick to try something else. You could, nothing wrong, but... Yeda ki v'yehu tipak sheyitz Hashem. Me'eza inyin sheyitz, it's not going to help to go somewhere else. Unless Hashem had in mind that that's what he's trying to get you to do. But otherwise, Hashem could be amazing you here as much as he's amazing you there. Lo yinas b'hen l'kurusah, and that would, the whole thing would break down. And they won't be available . So number one was to view everything that happens in your life with not two happens, I think of the way. The Baal Bitachon is able to view everything that happens in his or her life with equanimity. It's outsourced. They're just delivering package now. It's outsourced. I'm not going to worry about it. It's not in my hands. My boss gave it over to somebody. So it's outsourced. So I'm not worried. I'm calm. I think the key sentence in number one is Hashem nosom Hashem lokach Hashem Hashem v'borach. Number two is you actually see the good. There's like what I talked about on Shabbos. Number two is when something like that, when something happens, the Baal Bitachon searches and finds, that we said at the very end of number two, searches and finds the Tova in it. Number three is the right attitude towards what we do for Hishtadlus, the right attitude towards, if it's a doctor, he talks about food, but whatever it is, you have the right attitude towards the Shabbos. You don't end up worshipping the Hishtadlus. That's what people end up doing. They worship the Hishtadlus and they get very depressed if the Hishtadlus is not working, and they start running around and they look, when Hashem, right? It's Hashem that's deciding, and when you could do away with all the Hishtadlus once you have that sense that it's Hashem directly doing it for you. That's number three. And you don't panic. Maybe you don't panic. But Sharinayna Botepa Lukim is the opposite. The Sasek Pasibos Levitchono Alayim. He's relying on his Tablius. Shain Mo'ilos also Vidochos Hanezek Neolim. He sees them as the source of everything good in his life. The main mawilos also yishabeach ol son, yishabeach yitadlus ol bohen, v'yivter ol son, v'lo yivne ol zulol son. But so at least he has the main mawilos lo yinda yaniach ol son v'yim ol son, and he has no time for it anymore. Yoshuv chetzo mehen, k'moshem rakos v'al ken yizad b'chu l'charmo, v'yikate l'vechmarto. It's derogatory, it's showing you something of no permanence. So that's three. Again, these are character traits of the Baal Bitachon. They're not the definition of Bitachon. They're the character traits of the Baal Bitachon. Number four is definitely a character trait. A Baal Bitachon will more readily give tzedakah. Will be more generous. Because that's what the mitzvah will do for him. It'll make him more a generous person. Ki'avateach belukim che'yivosel o'dover o'momono Yotzi Enu Bamesha Mefik Rotsan Haborius Borak Benendivus Nafsho with generosity, with Tuvul Vavo, and with good in good cheer. Kumesha Kosov Kimim Chohak Kol Umiyot Chonosanula. It's yours, and you're giving him the ability to give. It's just like sort of returning it. Umishaina with that little kin. Then nothing is enough. Do this, has to do that, and he hears about this opportunity, he runs here, he runs there, he's holding that, like he picks one thing that's enough of the Hishtadlus, and he picks something that Hashem has nachas from that itself, בנדיב מוסנף של בטוב לבובו, כמו שכוסוב, קיימים לך הכל, מי אוכל נוצרנו בו. מי שאינו מתח ברות, בין אינו רואה, אולו מכל אשר בו, די פעם נוסעות בסיפור סוף, the whole world not going to be able to do it. Right? ולוחס על מומונו, מהשלם חובס הבורי וחובס בני אדם ממנו, ואינו מרגיש בו עד שיובד ממנו מומונו וישור זולסו, אני מבין זו. כמו שאומר החוכם יש מבזר ונוסו ועוד עוד בחוסך מיושר אך למחסור. So number four is generosity of spirit, and you're not afraid to spend on doing the Ratzon Hashem. And if you don't have bitachon, then the whole world is not enough for you to provide you with the money that you need, what you deserve. That's number four. Number one was you're able to be comfortable with Hashem Nosov, Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Bavorach, because everything belongs to Him. We're not entitled to anything. Number two is on Besimcha, I understand this L'tova. We'll work on this. That's the difference between a Boteach and a non-Boteach. Number three is a healthy attitude towards Hishtablus. Very difficult, but that's what he's saying. The Baal Bitachon has a healthy attitude towards Hishtablus. Puts it in its right place, gives it to him. Okay, number five. Vachamishi, ki boteach belokim, hu misasek besipas ha'olam lehochen segel acharisov, besipas lebeis boado. His primary concern is what's going to be his segel aderech when he goes on to the next world. But what he finds out is what he sees as the way to get to Olam Haba. Misaseg bo, umashiyeh bo shum hesed b'torosa, umaybi lahamros abore, enenu misaseg bo. So yavi la'asmo madba tachaso arucho. So he's more careful that all of his actions should stem, should be in tandem with this longer range look. Not living for the moment. He does things that will give him seder for us a level. Okay, so number five is the Baal Bitachon is more calm and therefore more able to focus on doing things with Tzorach Olam Haba. And the Nat Boteach is just always, you know, he can't wait to get back and to start wheeling and dealing and accumulating things. Because the things are the important thing. The things, his focus is the things. Hashishi ki abotayach belokim hu oho b'chol titus b'nei yotam. The boteach is a friendly, maybe even gishmak, he doesn't say gishmak, a friendly person, optimistic, smiling, has friends, people like being around him or her, because he's always optimistic. I would say even, I would go, the Baal Bitachon is optimistic, things are going to work out, Hashem's in charge, things will work out. And it's going to be Latova. Melech Belekimu Ohu V'chol Tkitos B'nayadim. So people like him too. The Daitan Docha Olam. They like having him around. And they shame Betuchim Me'azakah. So he's not going to harm them in any way. Belibu Sholei Mechamoso. He's going to get angry לא יפחדו ממנו על נשיהם על ממונם, והוא גם כן בטוח מהם, כי מי שיודע שאתו אלטו וניסקו אינו ביד נברו ולא ביכולתו, no one can harm him. על כן אינו מפחד מהזקו, so that changes the whole relationship already. It's not, there's a pachad here of a hezek. He's calm. He's not going to worry about that. He's not afraid of people being mazikim, just like he's not anticipating any good. Whatever, you know, it's fatalistic when it comes to his relationship with people. So people like that. People don't like, they don't like someone that's always looking for the angle, how to extract when he needs. Kshu betuach b'hem, b'hem betuachim imenu, once they feel confident that he's not going to play one, right? You're not going to try to get his agenda served. Once people feel safe, then they become your friend. People don't want to be friends, they don't want to let down their guard. They don't want to open themselves up, and they don't want to show how vulnerable they are. But if you're a Baal Bitachon, people feel safe. They feel safe in telling you things, and asking you things, because you don't have an agenda of getting ahead in the world. There's no such thing as getting ahead. Whatever's supposed to happen to my life will happen. ולא יפחדו ממנו על נשם ועל ממונו, והוא גם כן בטוח מהם. מי שיודע שתועלתו בניסקו אינו ביד נברא ולא ביכולתו, על כן אינו מפחד מהסוכוסו, כאשר איננו מקווה הנוסו, נידם. כשהוא בטוח בהם, והם בטוחים ממנו, יאהובי, יאהוביו, ושכוסו מבטח בהשם, חסד יסוד בבנו. ומי שאינו מבטח בלוקים, אין לו אוהב, לא גם אני פרנס אינם. Because he's all sitting and plotting and planning, and how are we going to do this? And they should be called a schomed osom. He's like the Mosachmo, he sees things, he wants that. Well, Mekane bought, he has an iron raw, and it's all from a lack of bitachon. So you think you can change things. בתחושב שכל טובה שתגיע אליהם סורה ממנו ושתרפיהם לקוחה מתרפו כל מה שנבנה ממנו מתאבל סוף הוא בעבורה that's what he thinks whatever he's missing from the things he wants is their fault וביודום להגיע על תאבל סוף they can get something they don't want to then Tzvoel Ro'o Opega Bavamonu Ubonov Yachshuv Kihumehiton who right away suspect others, right? So there's not a guy who's going to have a lot of friends. He's suspicious. He doesn't stand on the Tavschus. Yachshuv Kihumehiton Vishav Yodom Lahavir HaNezer Glitzkos HaRoh Me'olah Vachimah Shekodmu Eilu HaGdomos Benafsho if that's his mindset Yavo Bavur Zeilim Ososo so he won't become friendly with them. Well, the davar bohem, well, the kalalom, the distal also, buanidin mishnei ha'olomim, ha'manuga mishnei ha'ma'onim, k'mashom rakosav, ike shleiv, l'yim zatov. Okay, we'll stop. What?
The word chafim, is that the same chafim? The titles?
Yeah, I just want to make sure, which sentence?
It says, tarpeyim, the kukum, tarpo.
Tarpo is Mazonos, was looking. No, that's what it is with a test.
This is with a test.
Yeah, Truffin is with a tough.
Oh, I see.
This is with a test. And it means, sustenance, things that you do for food. Yonah, Alei Zayas, Taruf, the field. Maybe that's the first use of the word in that context. Okay, we'll have to stop here, I'm afraid. Any questions? Go home, look in the mirror. Say, oh boy, do I have work to do. So,
It's very spiritual.
Oh, so the women here are all...
Maybe we should go through it in the morning.
Please write down your email.
Oh,
yeah.
Is
that
a sheet here?
Yeah.
Great.
So do you have a sheet for me? Is there a copy for me?
That's not
a problem. We have what we have. Does everyone in this room smell fine dog?
These are corrected. It's not on the main list. I should be on here already.
Does everyone here sign the email address?
Gold has a smile on the top of the map.
What?
So,
can I take this
paper?
Everybody, please check on the list to see if your email address is on here, and if not, add it, because we... So, Rob, can I bring this down in the office?
Yes.
Grandfather, but
do you have any email address?